Most of the census records are handwritten. Back in 1940, the census enumerators, about 120,000 of them, literally went from door to door and would interview families, and they would handwrite the information on the forms that people are now able to search online. Those original paper records at one point in the late 40s, early 50s, were microfilmed by the Bureau of the Census. And here at the National Archives in 2009, we began converting the microfilm copies into digital images. And that's what people are able to search today online.
Was that a bonus step, the fact that this was microfilmed already, or did that not really make a difference in the digitization process where you are?
It would have been a different digitization process, and it probably would have taken us more time because in handling the original paper records, we would have used different equipment and also had different procedures for handling the original records because they are the original historical records that we're preserving.
What do you think it is about this information that made people want to see it once they knew it was available?
Well, I think people just have a natural interest in knowing more about their family members. And whether those family members are still living or, you know, family members who passed away some time ago, you can look at the census and find things out about them in a particular point in time in their lives. And what we've seen at the National Archives is after the Roots miniseries came on in the 70s, there was a huge growth in the interest in genealogy. And I think once we moved into the sort of internet age and it became much easier to start to find information, we've just seen interest in family history grow and grow. And we did certainly a lot of work promoting the 40 census through our social media outlets and on Twitter. And I think people are just curious to know about their family members, know where they came from, and see what sort of information they might find out that will surprise them.
Now, I saw that this is the first time this data has been available online. The 1920 and 1930 data is available if somebody wants to come and actually put their hands on it and use it. What preparations or what arrangements did you have to make differently to get this stuff to go online?
Well, in the past, we always opened the census on microfilm. And so that was a very different process. So in addition to the digitization that we talked about, we put out a request last year to gather some information to see what companies might be available to help us host the census. And we contracted with archives.com, and they had built the website for us, and it was being hosted in the Amazon cloud. So it's very different than coming into the National Archives and looking at rolls of microfilm. It is a way to make things much more accessible. And we've seen that generally here at the National Archives as we are digitizing other records and putting them online. We hear quite often from researchers that they like being able to sit at their computer and see what we have available before they actually come in to look at records.
What surprised you about this process as you were putting it together? What would you do differently if you were starting today, knowing what you know now?
I think knowing what I know now, having been involved in this process, we kind of joke about it a little bit, but we, you know, would start planning, I think, even earlier than we did. We were planning for several years, but I would perhaps add a few more years onto that. I think we have a much better sense now of the amount of interest and what that means when you go to providing the records online. When we've provided the records in microfilm form before, we've always had great crowds, and there are lots of anecdotal stories at all of our locations across the country of researchers being, you know, in lines out the door to come see the census on microfilm. And now we have a sense of how many people it really translates to online. And it's much greater numbers than we even could have estimated when we were doing our planning.
When do you start doing the preparations for the 1950 data that would be released 10 years from now?
Well, we haven't made a firm decision yet, but I would imagine that we will be talking about it fairly soon, at least in sort of a high concept way to start planning. When we look at what we've learned from releasing the 1940 census, we will really have a good sort of model to look at what we can do so that when we release the 1950 census, we will be able to provide access to the millions of people who want to come in and search for their family in 1950. And that will be a very interesting census because that will be documenting people who served in World War II. And so much as this one's reflecting the Great Depression, New Deal era, that one will reflect the World War II era